So I want to take, this is almost 5 o'clock, so I might as well do my commercial now. You probably all know already because you got the email, but we're having Lawrence Nugent
yay
coming up on Saturday for the Wheel of Mester Sessions. I'm just curious, how many of you are familiar with Lawrence?
I hadn't heard of him, but I looked at him on YouTube today.
Peggy, he is fantastic. And look, I know I say this on all of them, but you know, I'm trying to promote the bloody things and promote each artist. But you know, I'm going to divulge this stuff on Saturday, but just in case, I just want to give you an idea. Lawrence was born in a place called Lack in County Fermanagh. And in 1975, I went to his house. I think I wrote that on the email, actually. But 74 or 75. And I actually remember, I was talking to Larry the other day, and I said, I remember sitting in your house by the table. They had a little table, kind of like an old-fashioned kitchen table, but it was in the living room. The houses are tiny there. So a little table by the front window, playing tunes with Lawrence's father. And Lawrence's father was a lovely fiddle player, and he belonged to the Pride of Erin Cayley band. And Lawrence's father, Sean Nugent, did the Coltus tour with me in 1979. But in 1975, I was sure, because I couldn't remember, and I was talking to Lawrence, and I said, "You weren't playing then." He said, "Oh, jazz, no." He says, "I was only five." So I got to play with Lawrence Nugent's father long before he started playing the flute and whistle. But he's a fantastic player, and we've been friends ever since. So I hope a lot of you can make it. He really does. He has great swing in his music and great ability. I just saw a video, actually, if you want to go to YouTube, there's a video of Lawrence Nugent and Michael McGoldrick in a pub in Chicago jamming. Did you see that one, Peggy?
I shared it.
Oh, you did? Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I didn't post it, I don't think. Did I? I don't think I posted it.
I don't know. I didn't catch it. But the
link.
And even when I can't keep up, it's like being in their homes and the conversation, it's rich. Yeah, it's worth it.
Well, you know, I never saw that video before. And boy, I tell you, it was rich. Bill, have you seen that? That video? Oh, you should check it out. You'd love it. You know, being a flute player, you'd love that video. I saw it for the first time today, and it's not great. The quality is not great, but the vibe is brilliant, you know. And
yeah, I'll have to look for it.
Yeah, they played the, I think it was the Earl's Chair they played. Yeah. Yeah, it's really worth looking at. But if you can make it, Saturday, if you can't make it, again, I ask that you please share the information, get the word out there. I know we had 100 people for Martin, and I know that Lawrence is not Martin, but, you know, I'd hate to see him get a really crappy crowd, you know, so.
I've got to give up another plug for Larry. He makes a whistle chirp like a nightingale. I've never heard anybody do what this man can do with a whistle.
Yeah, he's got, you know, he's got that great northern style too, you know, from the north of Ireland. So. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't think, Michael, is there anything else I need to address? Do you need to say anything? Okay. You guys by now know the drill. So, and listen, if I screw up on all this communication stuff, I hope you understand. This is not my forte, and that's why I had Lisa doing it. So, Alina's going to step in on Saturday, right, Alina? And she's going to help with the master session on Saturday. So, I am truly grateful for that. The stress relief for me has been greatly lifted. I'm not a writer, and I'm a one-fingered typer, so I do the best I can, and hopefully I won't screw up too much. All right, so let's do a couple more hornpipes. So let's do, you know what we'll do? Let's do McDermott's and Nato Burns, but let's do the Wily Old Bachelor first, seeing that I left it off that last set. Just love that tune. I got that from the great Patty O'Brien from Nina. And then three great tunes. If you're interested, I recorded McDermott's and Lado Burns on my Celtic Fire CD, I think.